Noaptea dură, lugu buniri nu sim presiu, dige guniri bae, haro ni duhe yo, nega na begi bae, sim presiu, dige guniri bae, haro ni duhe yo, nega na begi bae. Ni hewe yo na zura zaminara, ni hewe yo na zura ni taguwa, lupa tahir gunale, lila ni basikiti. Hotel seiba tu yo banu ba luba da hir gnale lila ni basigidi hotel seiba tu yo banu ba
y esta es la canción Sin Precio, cantado por Andy Palacio. That's from Andy Palacio of the Garifuna people. Switching briefly from nation to nation here as we round up the end of the fall season in review, because we did in December have the opportunity to talk to Cultural Survival, an organization based here in the Boston area, in Cambridge, in fact, that works with Indigenous people to maintain their rights, their sovereignty, their culture, and access to their land, among other things. We talked with them about a radio project that they're helping with in Guatemala, but they work with the Garifuna, I believe, as well as with the many different First Nations people that live here in the United States, such as the Paiute, perhaps, the piece that we heard earlier, and may also be involved in a language program with the Sioux, and that was the other group that we just listened to as we wrap up this review here from Sferio. And now it's time for You Know What? Just one brief announcement. Okay, maybe two brief announcements. First of all, on Sunday at 11, the Reverend Robert Murphy will be presenting a talk on the energy justice movement. It's entitled The Green Revolution in Religion. And he's looking at how Unitarian Universalists and others are connecting economic justice and anti-oppression concerns to their own work in environmental protection issues as well, here in Massachusetts and around the world. Esta es una charla que va a haber domingo a las 11, el 28. It's going to be at the Community Church of Boston, en la Iglesia Community Church of Boston, which is located at 565 Boylston Street in Copley Square. O sea, 565 de la Boylston, en Boston, allá donde está la estación de Copley. Eso es domingo. Pero también queríamos informarles, we also wanted to let you know about the MIT Casino Rueda salsa classes that happen here. These are free classes. If you attend the first two, the third one is free. Here, how's that? That was a little more complicated. Anyway, it's a workshop that happens Sundays starting January 11th. I don't know, all my announcements are about Sundays today. January 11th, 18th, and 25th, all workshops held from 12 to 3 p.m. in the MIT Student Center, Lobdell, or maybe it's pronounced Lobel, I'm not sure, dining hall on the second floor. Y se puede atender a esas charlas, no, o sea, son talleres para aprender a bailar casino, el estilo salsa cubana, perdón. Son talleres que empiezan el 11 de enero y van cada domingo durante el mes de enero. Cuestan poquito, no hace falta ser estudiante de MIT, and of course it doesn't require you to be an MIT student. You just have to be a salsa lover to come and check that out if you want to. And now we're gonna say goodbye, move along, make room for everybody else. Music for Human Beings, I believe, is up next. Have a good end of the year, and we'll catch you next week.
مرحبا إلى Music for Human here at WMBR 88.1 FM. WMBR 88.1 FM in Cambridge. I am a Dr. Jalis Sakran, transdermal mediator. And joining me this evening is Aurora, voice specialist and tarot card expert. And apparently one of the side effects of being a voice expert is an extremely cheerful, one might say whimsical disposition, which has rendered Aurora unable to speak for a moment.
Thank you for having me on the air today.
Welcome, Aurora.
Thank you. I was meditating earlier today in preparation for this show. And the atmosphere is just so joyful that I soaked it all in and just could not stop laughing.
Well, laughter is really healthy.
It's very healing. It's one of the prescriptions that I give to my patients when they're feeling down. Laughter is a vocal expression of the joy that's captured within when one is entirely depressed and locked away from the world.
The MSG of the soul.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've had you on the show before.
Yes, it's been a while. I was meditating in the forests for a while, and then I took my practice to the lakes.
To the lakes, and there you discovered the glorious art of tarot.
Yes, but in a different sense than most usually see tarot card reading. It is not the cards themselves that are expressing what a person is going through, but it is one's mental faculties that are interpreting every single card individually.
So you don't believe that there is some universal force which guides your hand as they draw the cards?
There is definitely some connectedness with the universe, some order. It is inescapable that the cards that I draw do pertain to every individual. Mm-hmm. But the practice itself relies definitely on one's own individual ability to connect with the universe and to see those around them. Not only on the physical plane, but on a more spiritual sense.
Sort of similar to the relationship between, for example, noodles and the broth that the noodles are served in.
Yes, in a sense, and that ties back into the MSG. Usually we see cheap noodles being served with MSG, and it's a sort of mixture. The noodles by themselves do not compose the noodle soup, but the noodles within the broth.
Well, you know, I'd like to begin to see if we can, you know, educate our listenership a little bit about MSG. Because I've been reading a lot. I mean, I, of course, consume great quantities of MSG, as I'm sure we all do. And I think it's really worth... it's really worth your time to take some time and learn. MSG occurs naturally in well, for example, Parmesan cheese contains vast quantities of natural, all-natural MSG, which is why we love to eat it. It's delicious.
And like many things in the universe, there are good and bad components in it, and we must learn to separate the good from the bad. Definitely, I found that eating ramen can be an extremely spiritual experience. Parmesan cheese, not so much. Dr. Jalis, have you experienced any changes in yourself since you began consuming so much Parmesan?
I've noticed a few brain lesions, but other than that, really, you know, I've been meditating more.
And definitely those lesions can help with that.
Precisely. I find that it's very helpful to focus on such lesions.
They keep your mind open to new experiences.
But that's the... and that's precisely what I want to draw attention to. It's not clear to me that there is any harm in monosodium glutamate or the many, you know, names under which it has been named.
Well, it's definitely something that the body enjoys to consume. The question is not whether or not it brings harm to the body, but whether or not it brings joy and enlightenment to the mind.
Well, it certainly brings joy. It's delicious.
Definitely.
Not by itself, but...
Have you consumed MSG by itself?
I have. And, well, it's a salt, and it really doesn't taste like much.
It's probably an overwhelming experience.
No, it really doesn't taste like anything. But if you add it to chicken, it's very, very... it makes it more chickeny. Yeah. So I think it would be healthy if now we combined these two things we've been discussing and see if we can do a little bit of a tarot card reading on MSG, if that's possible.
Okay, let's see. Interesting. The first card that I've drawn is the Eight of Swords, which depicts a maiden tied up amongst eight swords. And I believe that this card speaks very clearly about the...
Well, could you describe the scene?
Yes, there's a woman standing on... She's bound, and she seems to have been hoodwinked. Mm-hmm. In a sense, and there are swords around her.
This is the post-hoodwink image.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it indicates sickness and despair and calamity. So this is possibly saying something about MSG. Or it could be saying something about how people perceive MSG. That if we do not consume enough of it, we may achieve calamity and sickness. Now let's see the second card that I shall draw. Interesting. I have the Eight of Wands. And the Eight of Wands is... it has eight wands flying through the sky, and you can see hills and a bit of a stream behind it. And this describes swiftness and great speed towards a promising end that assures felicity.
So in the MSG case, this would be the reversal of the consumption of the ramen. It would be the voiding of the ramen.
Yes.
Which is wonderful and quickly reaches completion, I think,
exactly.
What words you used.
Exactly.
So that,
and it,
that
it
all sounds,
drives you towards felicity.
That all sounds extremely positive.
Yes. But one must keep in mind that
the cards lie.
The cards are only as good as the person reading them. So in a sense, the cards may lie, or I may lie.
So, just how good are you?
I have no claims to superiority in this. I have only begun meditating with tarot cards in the past year or so. This deck holds great significance to me, though.
That particular deck?
Yes.
Yeah, for our listeners who can't see the deck, it is a normal deck of cards, except that there are images drawn on each card, and the cards, instead of being paper and plastic composite, they are composed of a mixture of burlap and peat, which is an excellent texture, but a sort of strange smell.
Well, the smell aids.
It
helps activate
guides
the
you
senses.
Into a,
yes. And this deck, I bought it on the day that my mother died. It was in a shop that was right outside her funeral plot. And I meditated with it many nights over her grave. I spread it around her grave, and I lay down 6 feet above where she was laying. So this deck has gone through many times with me.
Many times.
Yes. Good times and bad times. Interesting. For you, Dr. Jalis, I just drew the Five of Wands. There seems to be some turmoil within you, some great discord.
Well, Aurora, I draw the Two of Hearts, which defeats your Five of Wands.
Interesting.
The duality of the Two of Hearts indicates a heart with a reversed heart, and thus zeros all external card-like influences.
But could it possibly reflect some sort of conflict with the duality?
Not this time.
Okay.
I don't deny that the possibility exists, but because of the brain lesions I described earlier, but I think it's unlikely.
One will hope so.
So, as always, Music for Humans is not about Aurora and I here in the studio, it's about everyone. And so if you'd like to call in and talk to us about or receive a tarot card reading of your own, the number is 617-253-8810.
I'd love to field your questions. If anyone has any questions about voice therapy.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, this is Captain Gruffy. How is everybody?
Welcome, Gruffy.
Thank you. Appreciate the show, and I want to get a reading. We're down here at the Tyndall Station, and we're getting ready. We want everybody to come out and get on the Silver Chakra boat, and we're going to go on a yoga and a dolphin cruise. And I'd just like to have a reading about that cruise. We told everybody to take their shirt off so that we'd all recognize each other, but we got to drop that idea. I mean, it's really cold out here. But I wonder if you could give us some guidance about our dolphin cruise.
Well, it's interesting that you ask. I just drew the chariot for you, which indicates some sort of providence and success, which means that your cruise will be a very happy time, but also war and vengeance, which indicates that there will be troubles along the way.
So,
there's a lot of pirates. Are you picking up anything about all this piracy that's going on?
That would definitely be reflected by the chariot card. But let me pull another one for you, just to get a more accurate reading.
So while Aurora is doing that reading, I will proceed to do a full 8-card French card reading from the deck that I possess here.
Interesting. I just pulled the Hanged Man. Are you... you have some sort of sense about this cruise?
Well, we wanted to go around and sail around the world, and with each meridian, we were going to concentrate on a different chakra.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, kind of awaken the whole body and spirit thing, you know?
Yes. That's interesting, because the Hanged Man does indicate divination and intuition, which is required in order to do that. At the same time, there are some trials. You will have a difficult time, and you will need to make some sacrifices.
Well, the boat leaks a lot, so it's going to take a lot of energy to keep it floating.
So the sacrifice is probably physical, although you might need to keep your eyes out for some sort of emotional sacrifice, which would be more tolling.
And the other, yeah, and my eyes aren't that... I am having a little hard time seeing. I'm hoping that some of the younger people will kind of help me steer the boat this cruise.
Mm-hmm. Let me pull another card for that.
I got stuck in a yoga position, too, and it just about couldn't get up.
Yeah, so my reading here is pretty interesting. I read here you have a full house and a straight. So the full house indicates that the boat will be full, and combining this with the sacrifices that Aurora mentioned seems to indicate perhaps that you may have to throw someone off the board, off the ship, and the cards are, I've got 3 tens and 2 queens, so that probably means that the lowest member of the ship will have to be thrown off.
And that's kind of like one of those Survivor shows, I think, and I don't really know how that goes.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, certainly there will be some tribulation in deciding who it is, you know, casting lots, that is the lowest member of the ship.
Well, I just pulled the final outcome for your cruise, and it is a card of contentment and perfection, indicating that if you do have to throw someone off board, at least it'll be someone you dislike.
Well, you know, it's me. I mean, if my heart gives out, you know, I guess that would be a way to go.
Well, you know, so both of our readings indicate an intentional sacrifice. So in addition to the 5 cards that I first drew, which were a full house, there is also a straight from the following 3 cards. It's a, you know, 10 through ace, which indicates that ultimately you will find peace and contentment. So that's all really in concordance with the tarot reading.
Well, that's wonderful. That's very helpful and encouraging, y'all. I'm just wondering, though, last thing I'd like to know from your readings is, are you picking up anything on how we should communicate with the dolphins and the whales?
So you are doing a dolphin poaching trip?
Well, we're just kind of like some of the people want to communicate with the dolphins and the whales. They, you know, kind of tune in to their being type thing.
Oh, interesting. Here, I drew a reverse straight.
I can do a whale sound if you'd like to hear it.
I would be enchanted.
Okay, here goes.
Oh, that's
that was
marvelous.
A northern humpback, I think.
Graffy, truly enchanting performance there.
Well, I practice a lot.
I mean,
I used to go out with Greenpeace.
My other suggestion for communicating with animals is always to use, you know, force. So, I mean, throwing crackers or shipmates overboard will send a clear signal to the sea-bound mammals.
It is interesting that you say that. I have just pulled the reversed strength card, which indicates abuse of power and discord. So,
probably on the part of the whales there.
Or on the parts of those who are being thrown overboard.
So,
grumpy.
Perhaps Gruffy would be facing mutiny on board. I recommend bringing at least one deck of plastic cards on board for drawing lots.
And a large skillet.
Get prepared for everything is what you say. Well, I really appreciate the advice. My pacemaker's acting up a little bit, so I gotta go sit down for a little while, but I appreciate it, and feels like we're gonna have a good trip. And we'll be listening to you on the trip. If for those of you that don't come, we'll tune into Music for Human Beings.
I hope you have great luck with your travels.
And we'll all be trying to tune in with the chakra-seeking ship set for doom. Graffy, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll try to get a dolphin to call in next week if we can get one to cooperate.
Oh, that would be
excellent.
Spectacular, yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Graffy. The dolphin is an incredibly spiritual creature with a big blowhole.
Yes, and they enjoy blowing air.
Or other things. And of course, the very fortuitous full house and straight is possible here because I drew 8 cards. For those of you who are familiar with the poker hands, I drew 3 tens, 2 queens, ace, jack, king.
Well, 8 is a good number. 7 for the 7 wonders of the world and a single for the self.
For me, the other wonder.
For all the years I've known you, Dr. Jalas, you've always been a wonder.
I've wondered too. And I think that really brings us nicely back to MSG.
Do you think dolphins could gain from MSG?
I think we could all gain from MSG. I mean, if you've ever had a dolphin omelet, the flavor is, I mean, you know, somewhat bland. Dolphin sweetmeats are a delicacy, but throw a little MSG on there and, oof, spectacular.
Perhaps the dolphins think that human sweetmeats are better with MSG as well.
Well, I'm sure they are. MSG enhances the flavor of almost anything. You must always be sure. So MSG occurs naturally in seaweed. So if you boil some nice seaweed before you eat that ramen, it will add very nice umami to the flavor. Or you can add artificial MSG. And artificial is a no-no word, but I've found that it's just as delicious at half the price.
Well, everything that is artificial is natural at some stage.
That's true. It's not like we have some laboratory where we can make anything.
Everything is connected to nature, and nature is connected to everything.
Of course, the MSG, you know, artificial MSG. I don't know how it's manufactured, but it might involve car batteries. What are we eating?
Very delicious car batteries.
Well, after processing, yes.
That makes one wonder whether or not car batteries could also aid the human mind.
In some sort of new age gestalt.
Exactly.
Perhaps that's what the lesions are for.
Electrode plugs?
Just feel those electrons bleed over.
It's interesting that all things travel in a circle. The electrons will take the shortest path they can.
Welcome, caller.
Hello, my name is Randy. I don't know nothing about electrons, but I do have something to say about the Christmas season. I don't know if you celebrate at all because I know you're Indian, but there are a lot of people here in America who do celebrate, and there's some very interesting quantum mechanical things that have to do with Christmas. I just wondered if you knew about the newest research into this.
Into Christmas quantum mechanics?
Yes, well, I suppose you've seen a couple of those movies that talk about the quantum mechanics and such, and I don't know much about how that stuff really works. I'm not a physician or whatever, but there was something that had to do with Santa Claus that was in the headline of a newsletter that I get by the email, and what it said is that there's so many people across the world who believe in Santa Claus and really believe that he's there, that Santa Claus actually comes into existence every Christmas at the North Pole. So there's a man that is actually composed of real matter and real, you know, electrons and positrons and snowflake. I don't know what it is, but that comes into existence just because so many people believe he's there, and he quickly dies because it's too cold up there to support life because the whole factory doesn't come with them. But there's a man in a jolly suit that's very fat and that maybe has a couple half-formed elves with him that comes into existence on Christmas because so many people believe it. Now, isn't that amazing?
It's an amazing insight into the abilities of the human mind and into connecting as a society.
Well, I personally think it points towards the whole hoax that the physics community has pulled the wool over the eyes of the world with this quantum mechanics that no one understands and producing all sorts of, you know, unusual results like the Compton effect and this Santa Claus appearing every Christmas.
And black body radiation, which is inherently racist.
I think the whole concept...
Well, you know, there's a black Santa that I was just talking to someone about. Not the Kwanzaa Santa, which is very different, but down south, a lot of the black community has a sort of a black Santa, and I just saw him on some wrapping paper the other day, and I was quite taken aback, so I looked into it. Apparently there's a black Santa and a white Santa, which, you know, calls into question whether we've really made it that far as racial segregation and integration goes, if there's a Santa for each one of the communities.
I mean, I believe it's clear that the current depiction of Santa Claus is another attempt by not only the quantum mechanic community, but Coca-Cola to produce this red, jolly, fat, white man distributing gifts where, as we all know from the most ancient sources, Santa Claus was a...
He was a Hindu.
He was Indian. And so this whole idea that some, you know, they've really appropriated this very ancient, traditional yoga Vedic saint and made him an advertising logo. And it's really tragic, I think.
Same thing with the polar bears, you know. I've never seen a polar bear, but, you know, the advertising company has come up with a big, you know, fuzzy creature that somehow just emerged out of the North Pole. Nobody had ever heard of them before, and now they're selling Coca-Cola everywhere and Pepsi and, you know, frolicking with penguins. I don't believe in that stuff at all. I think it's just a conspiracy.
Yeah, stay with us, Randy. We have another caller with hopefully some insights into the quantum mechanical Coca-Cola conspiracy.
Hello?
Welcome to the air.
Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, all right, okay. Hey, you know, the last time I was on, I was trying to make fun of you guys, but now since everyone else is joining the act, I want to be contrary and, you know, not, like, not think and laugh with you instead of
Easily.
At you. What? Say that again?
Sorry, what am I in on right here? Do you think this stuff's funny?
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. But,
I don't think that's appropriate to talk about this.
Right, sure. So I have a question about tarot. How does it actually work that you can you can read the future, or I mean how would that actually work?
Well, so the human mind is really an amazing thing. One time I picked up a dice. Like one die. People don't know that one of them is called a die. So I picked up a die, and somehow I knew that I would roll each of the numbers, 1 through 6, in 6 rolls of the die. And I did. You know, this thing that we call randomness is really just, it's just a combination of many variables that we don't know and we don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Julie, get off the internet. I'm on the phone.
And so at some level, we are aware of these things and can control them.
And can what them?
We can control them. And tarot is just one way that the subconscious can come out and speak to you about all that it has been observing.
It channels all the information that the mind collects without being able to understand that it is collecting it.
It's collective what?
So there's really no need to even, like, you don't have to be a believer in psychic theta values and so on in order to appreciate the power of the tarot.
Okay. So in other words, you're just saying you're using subscribe to the rational idea that it's just random information that not exactly random information that you're either unconsciously choosing what cards to take, or it doesn't really matter what cards you are. Do you actually believe that you unconsciously
What are you saying, sir? Can someone translate for me? I just cannot understand this second caller who's just called in.
Well, there's a number of
sounds
ways.
Like he's chewing on something.
Well, he's just trying to understand the art of tarot, and it's something that takes a long amount of meditation to understand. What's behind it is that there are so many forces that even the scientists and the rational thinkers of the world don't understand fully.
And oh, well, see, that's what I wanted to ask about. I mean, you're like an MIT. I mean, what's...
Now, what? It sounds like you actually have something in your mouth. Are you eating a bunch of gushers or something? It sounds like you have a whole pack of Swedish fish in your mouth while you're talking. Now, see, this is something I take very seriously. I have my own business where I take pride in my enunciation and pronunciation classes. And really, you're not taking the time to clearly enunciate yourself and make yourself heard correctly. So I'd appreciate it.
Can I just give you a tip on comedy? If you actually start laughing, or if you make other people laugh, then you're probably funny. But if there's an awkward silence, you know, you're probably not funny.
Sir, you sound like a Wolverine put in a blender. I cannot understand
a
word
like
you are saying.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
the Indian
you know,
man can translate for me.
Person said that to me, you know. So, you know.
Well, let's try to go back to the question.
It's a big compliment.
Let's return to the actual topic.
Many great minds have accepted that there are possibly some things that we don't understand about the universe. For example, Richard Feynman, who's a famous physicist, founded a sort of project where they would take New Age ideas and test them scientifically.
Oh, right. I've heard about them. They were I can't remember. Yeah, that was in that book, There's a book that talks about that, the manuscript ghosts. There's also PDFs from the Earth Something Manual that you can get PDFs online if you look. Yeah, no, I know about them, but I know that that's kind of a generic explanation, though. There's stuff that we can't understand. I was just hoping if you had, you know, I was just hoping for something a little bit more
concrete.
I don't know, MIT-ish. About how it could possibly happen.
Well, if you consider...
Is this man talking, or is he beating up someone with a sack of light bulbs?
I
can't tell the difference.
I think there might be some sort of connection problem that disallows you to understand the second caller.
Yeah, actually, there is a connection problem, but, sure. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay.
If you want a more scientific explanation, we can go back to quantum mechanics.
Okay.
Which shows that the universe is in a superposition of states. And that we don't know which state it will collapse into. And the tarot cards are perhaps allowing us to measure the different states that the universe can collapse into and show what the future may hold. It's a sort of measurement tool.
How did the cards know to fall into position that we can... How did the cards know to fall into that particular position?
The cards
position?
Don't know anything. They're not cognitive. They're just a tool that we can use. It's our minds that are the actual cognitive thinking thing that knows which cards to pick and knows how to interpret
them. It's kind of like a signal that's coming from the future to your mind, and your mind is saying, I'm receiving the signal, so you pick some cards, right?
Exactly. There are particles that can travel backwards in space. And in time. And those particles that we can perhaps interpret with our minds, that's the
theory. Are you talking about tachyons? Or are you talking about other...
Yes, tachyons. It travels faster than the speed of light, which allows them to travel backwards in time.
Well, I if I could put a word in here...
Your voice is so soothing compared to that man's voice. I'd really appreciate it if he would stop talking, or else... You know, sir, I don't mean to be offensive to you, but there are certain things that a man needs to know in life, like to be heard, and I own a business, which you should definitely check out. You need to use your throat a lot more in your speaking, because it sounds like you're speaking through four or five beards. I cannot understand a word you're saying, so you should go to my website. My name is Randy Gay, okay? And I provide a service which allows you to use your throat a lot more. It's called GayDeepThroatTraining.com. You go to the site. I'm located locally in Cambridge. You come on by. I'll show you something. I'll show you something, okay? You can sound like me. You can sound like an anchorman across the world, okay?
What,
90%
Randy,
of Americans can't speak right, and you are one of the worst I've ever heard.
Well, Randy, let's keep it on the, you know, let's stay away from personal type attacks.
I did not mean to attack the man. I want to help him out because I don't understand how he can even buy groceries speaking like that.
Well, we're all just trying to seek the truth here, and
I'm trying to seek understanding and hearing correctly, and I can't.
Well,
you know?
Randy, you can't take one's voice too personally. As a voice therapist, I've learned that there are many different ways that people express themselves, and the way in which they speak speaks very largely about themselves.
Right.
And in this way,
who gargles to communicate, that says a lot about them too.
Well, changing their inner self and attempting to twist their voice into something it's not will only bring inner discord.
Right. So he should uncover all of the, you know, stuff from his vocal cords with some deep throat training and uncover his true self and true voice.
Oh, I think we're getting another caller.
Yeah, so, gentlemen, I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go, but I hope that we've been helpful.
And I hope that your answers have been questioned.
You've been very helpful, thank you. I wasn't really listening because I had to put headphones on when that man was talking, but when we were talking before, it was very nice.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you for calling in.
Ma'a salama.
Julie, get off me.
Hmm? Am I still here?
Yeah, we'd like to put someone else on, though. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hello, I'm on the air.
Hey, hello, Robert?
Hello, yes.
Welcome back. Robert, we're going to put a second person on. Stay with us.
Okay.
I know. You're also on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes, welcome to the air.
Oh.
I had a comment about tarot card decks.
Okay, Robert.
And other, like, interpretive world viewing tools.
All right. What's your comment, Robert?
I actually forgot it. No, actually, that wasn't it. You said that you have your own deck of cards. You keep you one deck. You don't use a bunch of
tarot cards
decks. I think that has something to do with it.
With what exactly?
With its predictive
powers.
Shuffling
cards, and if you, like, unconsciously doing things of that nature, and chances that, like, the certain cards move through, like, if you shuffle a deck of cards, there's got to be some, like, percentage of doing that.
So, in other words, again...
May I ask a question?
Please.
Great, there's a guy talking like a girl.
We're not prepared to judge, but please, go ahead.
This is woman to woman. Can the tarot cards help me to attract a mate?
Unfortunately, the tarot cards cannot change what is actually there. They can only interpret the present state.
Can you give me a reading about attracting a mate?
I'm sure I can. Let me pull a card for your present state.
And while Aurora is drawing cards,
very beautiful, though.
Well, let's go back to Robert's question here, or Robert's point, which is that the subconscious has a tremendous amount of power, so that cards, they are just a way of your subconscious perhaps speaking to you. I mean, that's certainly one way of accepting and learning from the tarot.
Okay, I've drawn three cards for you. The first, which describes your present state, is the Five of Chalices. Ooh. And this card is a man facing away, looking downwards, and three of the chalices have been spilled. This represents grief and bereavement and a feeling of loneliness that you are grieving something very strongly, perhaps your own lack of a mate.
Oh, yes, I'm very lonely.
I think people that try to make points acting, usually that's the reason why they're grieving.
And perhaps you need
to... I talked to Robert. I find his voice very soothing.
All right.
Okay.
And for your...
Me too.
For your driving force, I have the Hierophant, which is marriage. It represents alliance and servitude. So you're not only looking for a mate, you're looking for someone that you can serve and that you can be with and that you can help out.
In a conventional relationship, it sounds like. The Hierophant, sort of analogous to the Pope.
Yes, exactly.
I like a God that can be strong with me.
Someone that you can serve and that you can help out.
Well, we're certainly not going to judge.
And the future card is a reversed Wheel of Fortune, which indicates abundance and superfluity. So perhaps in the future you will not be stuck with no mate, but with too many.
With more mates than you can...
handle.
Yeah.
So
you must be careful.
Can you tell what color clothes I should buy and what styles?
Unfortunately, those states of the universe are too chaotic.
I love hills.
Yeah, I think even the tarot cannot predict fashion trends.
But try soothing tones. Those usually attract people to feel more calm and comforted by you.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, caller.
Are you still with us, Robert?
Yeah.
Robert, still with us?
I guess so. I might not be with you, but I am here talking on the telephone. I am not with you, but I am here talking on the telephone.
You are always with us.
All we ask for, Robert.
Yes. Most everything.
So do you have any thoughts on our current topic or any other topic that passes through your mind?
Or MSG?
MSG.
No comment on MSG.
Well, stay with us, Robert. We have yet another caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hey, awesome. Oh, cool. I didn't think you guys would actually pick up. I have never heard your show before, but it's actually really awesome. I've never actually been tuned in to 88.1, but I'm just loving this. I didn't really know that so many people shared the same views as me. And, you know, it's really nice having such a, I don't know, like womb-like kind of environment to be in and just be. And I was just wondering, if it's not too much trouble, I missed like the first 45 minutes. Could you, I don't know, repeat it or something?
Well, caller, fortunately, if you go to our website, wmbr.org, there is an archive section where all the shows are recorded.
Well, I don't have a computer. So.
I can paraphrase real quick. MSG is irrelevant towards spiritual progress. And,
MSG? Like,
yeah,
the shit that's in... Or,
MSG
sorry, oops,
earlier.
Ooh, I just swore on the radio. That's bad. Oops.
Yeah.
I've just ruined the womb-like ambiance.
Just try not to do that in the future.
I'm sorry.
So yes, MSG, the substance that's everywhere in processed foods, and we were discussing the fears.
The effect that it has on one's mental abilities.
And how really fear is such a dangerous thing.
Oh man, whenever I eat Doritos, I just like lose it, because they're so full of MSG.
Julie, are you on the phone?
And it's so wonderful.
Yeah, I just heard you talk.
It's that loss of self that I believe allows us to understand the universe without any personal affectations.
Tarot card, you control with your mind. That was the second part of what I was going to say. So MSG is irrelevant for your spiritual progress, and you pretty much make everything in your own universe with your mind. That's why no one understands anybody else, and why conversation moves the way it does. You can learn a lot about people with, like, the syllables they make, how many syllables they use before they stop talking and start talking and all that stuff. I don't know. I try to talk like a simple person.
Well, it certainly draws in all the senses, both the five senses and the unknown ones. Into a coherent whole, which allows us to understand one another.
Yeah, and it all sort of coalesces into this womb that caller Julie was speaking about earlier. Anyway, it seems again, Robert, time is always against us.
That's okay. I think it works with us pretty well.
We are helpless against its flow, but sometimes perhaps we should just let go.
Yeah, as you say, perhaps it would be too much of a good thing if music for humans were to extend forever into the night.
I'm not gonna say anything. I don't know, or can't speculate.
Well, thank you, Robert, and we hope to have your continued patronage in the future.
And thank you to all the callers that called in today. Namaste.
Ma'a salama, also from Dr. Jalis Sakran. Music for Humans is New Age Talk Radio on WMBR 88.1 FM in Cambridge. Stay tuned for Night Owl. Ma'a salama.
For safety.
Number one.
cars and bikes stop at red lights.
It's against the law for car drivers or bicycle riders to ignore traffic signals.
So don't buzz through red lights. There might be a pedestrian or turning car that doesn't see you coming.
Number two,
look first before you open your door.
Numerous bicyclists have been injured or even killed by car doors suddenly opening into them.
Look first, and bicyclists, stay out of the door zone.
Number three,
cross with the signal.
You are safest if you wait for a walk or green traffic signal.
Don't jaywalk. That's just walking into trouble.
Number four,
cars and bikes should stop for pedestrians in unsignalized crosswalks.
Be nice, be legal, be safe.
Brought to you as a public service by the Cambridge Bicycle Committee and this station.